The State Board of Education ruffled a lot of feathers when it said it wanted to change the rules for private schools that take public money. Private school advocates around the state chimed in, and they argued the new rules would impact their ability to use the state's school choice voucher system. Now lawmakers are getting involved. There is an education bill in the State House that would set up a legislative committee to weigh in on the controversial rule changes, and now the State Board isn't quite sure how to proceed. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
The State Board of Education is proposing broad changes that would force private schools that use state money to admit all kids, even those with disabilities. And the new rules would also raise the bar on the level of financial disclosure the private schools would have to give the state. The board started working on these private school rules back in November of 2015. And since then, State Board Chairwoman Krista Hewling says the board's received plenty of input.
Honestly, my head spins sometimes when I hear from different people, and it's like, well, I want you to move slower, I want you to move faster, I want it by this date, I want it by May, I want it by June. And so we've been pushed and pulled in all different ways.
And now, the legislature wants to provide more feedback. There's an education bill in the House that's already passed the Senate, which would set up a 10-member committee to make recommendations on the private school rules. But if the committee is set up and its report doesn't come out until early 2018, Hewling says the board's work will be pushed even further behind.
We are an independent board. We've been delegated this authority, but now they're kind of coming back in and taking some of that. But do we anticipate it? And do we move forward as our own independent body until we're told this is what you need to do?
Opponents of the new rules have already questioned whether the state board has the authority to make such sweeping changes on its own. But back in December, the Attorney General's office confirmed that it was in the board's power to rewrite the rules. Still, at the monthly State Board of Education meeting this week, board member John Carroll said it might make sense for the board to put the brakes on until the legislative committee does its own work.
The legislature clearly has a renewed interest in the rules regarding independent schools. Are you obliged by law to slow down or defer your work? No, you are not. You are permitted to proceed apace as you wish. I'm suggesting to you that it would be prudent to not do so, maybe even diplomatic.
But the rest of the board wasn't really interested in diplomacy.
I respect and admire the work of our legislators, and I want to hear their voices, but I think they have a different charge.
That's board member Stacy Weinberger. She says it's up to the governor-appointed state board to take care of the kids in the state and not the legislators.
They're elected officials. They have a different mission. They're reporting to different bodies. I would like us to continue with the process that we've started, recognizing that there are other people and other communities with work in this matter that we'd hope to collaborate with. But I think to stop, to halt, I don't think serves the intent of our job, which is to provide equity for students. That's all the students in Vermont. That's our goal.
At Tuesday's meeting, the board voted to continue hammering out the new rules while keeping an eye on what comes out of Montpelier. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Barrie.